Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
This will forever be remembered as the day the American people regained control of their country.
This is a mandate. He's won the national popular vote for a Republican for the first time since 2004. This is a big deal. This isn't backing into the office. This is a mandate to do what you said you were going to do. Get the economy working again for regular working class Americans. Fix immigration. Try to get crime under control. Try to reduce the chaos in the world. This is a mandate from the American people to do that. I think I'm interpreting the results tonight as the revenge of just a regular old working class American, the anonymous American who has been crushed, insulted, condescended to. They're not garbage. They're not Nazis. They're just regular people who get up and go to work every day and are trying to make a better life for their kids. And they feel like they have been told to just shut up when they have complained about the things that are hurting them in their own lives.
So is this the end of legacy media? Is this the end of you watching other networks and they tell you how to vote? They saw right through this. They saw right through them peddling all the lies, the conspiracy theories. This is a man who has survived so much. All of the court cases, all of the investigations, two impeachments, two special prosecutors, opposition from a chunk of his own party, including his former vice president.
Perhaps telling half the country their Hitlerian garbage maybe wasn't the best closing argument after all? Terrorist, fascist, a domestic threat. We've been called all of this by the Democrats as they insisted we were some minority fringe group of people. That's been the basis of their argument for 4 years, as they lied and told us we're a democracy, not a republic. The idea, of course, behind a democracy that 50+1 rule. So whatever the majority wants to do is the moral absolute. It's the absolute right thing to do. And they, of course, are the majority. And we are a small terrorist contingent that must be dealt with. A small domestic threat that they are burdened with containing. It was probably the worst closing argument ever on a campaign that was supposed to be about joy, but it didn't exactly start in recent weeks. Remember Joe Biden's red wedding speech, Dark Brandon, in front of that really creepy red background?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country.
Yep, just a dangerous, small, fringe minority. Oh, wow, we were the majority the whole time. Folks, I've been telling you that for a long time. During the Obama era, issues almost all broke down straight down the middle. 46% for, 47% against. That stopped a number of years ago. And when you go issue by issue by issue by issue and you strip party label, our points of view, the things we, the normals, believe, began to win. 58%, 60%, 63%. And I said, that has got to start to show up at the polls at some point. And it did. This election was a total repudiation of the elite globalist ruling class. Absolutely devastating. This was the red pill election. Have you ever watched The Matrix and they give you that choice? Once you take the red pill, you will be able to see reality and you can't go back once you take it. It's that way in life, too, if you've ever known anyone who has taken the red pill. Once they see what our country really is, what its ruling elite really is, what the deep state really is, you can't ever unsee it again, no matter how much you want to. And it appears an entire electorate, or quite a few of them, did. Here's how you know that. And this is what's so fascinating. If you go look up Donald Trump's favorability ratings on Real Clear Politics, map it. Take a look at it. Go back to January of 2024 when he was at an all-time low. He was at between negative 18 and negative 28. An absolute favorability disaster. Very unpopular. Folks, that's why Ron DeSantis got in that race. He was a weak candidate. He was beatable. There's no way somebody with favorability ratings like that can win a national election. DeSantis wasn't wrong. He banked his whole political career on it. Trump had been beaten up and bloodied with January 6th. And quite frankly, with what sounded like to most people to be a little cray cray, this idea that the deep state was after him, these dark, shadowy figures running around fixing something, it sounded like 24, not reality. I mean, not believable. The guy sounded like a joke. He was done. But then the miracle happened. The deep state and the Democrats gradually proved to a majority of the American people that it was true. If you look at Trump's approval ratings, Trump's favorability, and you go back a year ago, things were a disaster for Trump. He was deeply unpopular. In the final fundraising quarter of last year, he was down a staggering 20% from the quarter before. Ronald Romney McDaniel, who was running the RNC, couldn't bring in enough money to do any kind of voter recruitment, any kind of voter registration. In fact, she raised just $9 million. Remember, enough barely to hold the Republican convention, but not enough to do much of anything else. The party was in shambles. Trump was in shambles. The whole thing was a mess. And the Democrat Party had what they thought was a brilliant plan. And on paper, it was pretty brilliant. They would indict Donald Trump. And when they did, they would eventually indict him. You know, we'd be hearing about it, or they'd be indicting him January, February, March. And that would initially make him more popular. They would wait to try him until after Super Tuesday when he was locked in. And they did. The trials began almost immediately after Super Tuesday. Republicans would be stuck with Trump. And then he would become a multiple time convicted felon. And the Republican Party would either go down in flames. I mean, who can win with a multiple time convicted felon? Or the party would tear itself apart over whether to keep Trump, divide itself, and then whatever Republican candidate emerged wouldn't get the full support of the Republican Party, never mind anybody else. That's how it was supposed to go, or how they thought it was going to go. Except one problem. Once they started trying him, it didn't stop. Once they convicted him, it didn't stop. He just kept getting more popular. And the money rolled in. The Democrats, by indicting and trying him without meaning to, also solved his financial problem. And it really quickly became obvious they had kind of made a mistake. In fact, even they stopped talking about how he is a 34-time convicted felon. Folks, I can't believe America went for the felon over the Democrat Party candidate with no criminal record. Just think about what that means. And gradually, over the last year, a significant percentage of the American people began to be able to see it. I dug this poll up from a couple of months ago because there's an incredible stat in it. It's September 18th, 2024. Polling of likely voters by Scott Rasmussen's RMG Research. And the question is about the assassination. When asked whether U.S. government agencies were involved in the murder plot, 37% of likely voters said it was very or somewhat likely. And another 34% of respondents figured the Democrat Party or the Harris campaign was involved. Okay, so get that means 71% of the electorate believed that either the U.S. government agencies, i.e. the deep state, were involved in the murder plot or the Democrat Party or both. 71%. Keanu Reeves' character, Neo, in The Matrix, knows exactly what that is. That's one big fat red pill, America. By the second assassination attempt, Trump didn't sound so crazy anymore when he talked about the deep state. But what's really going on here? I'll tell you on the other side in just a sec. But first, I want to thank PhD Weight Loss.
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Comets' Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than 2 decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For sponsoring this podcast. And look, if you're thinking about losing weight, or you're thinking about maybe waiting till after the holidays to lose weight, go ahead and get on the calendar for PhD Weight Loss. They get super busy in January. You can pre-book it. And know this, there's no side effects. It's all natural. And I'm so grateful for that now that I'm in the maintenance phase. Because if I was dependent on those shots or doctors' prescriptions, I'd still be having the side effects of those for the rest of my life. Instead, I've got a new metabolic way to handle this. I've got a formula for life. It's so easy. I feel like I could do it forever. In fact, I practically have. Almost 2 years I've kept my 29 pounds off. You can too. So find them online, myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you, myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. That's myphdweightloss.com. So the Democrats screeched about abortions, even though in the swing states you can still get them up till 12 and 14 weeks. And they really didn't talk much about the price of groceries, which increased 25% in just the last 2 years, according to Yahoo Finance. Well, it turns out women get groceries more often than they get abortions, and they kind of notice the prices. The final closing message from the Democrats was, if you don't vote for Kamala and ignore the price of those groceries, you're a racist, sexist, misogynist piece of garbage. You know, uplifting stuff. Folks, there's a reason I started calling her Her Highness early on. She truly believed there was no need to speak to the serfs. If you're royalty, whether that's a sovereign in, you know, old world Europe, or you're an oligarch, you don't trouble yourself with what the serfs think or whether they even like you. You don't deign to go among them. You don't have to. Remember how the first month of her campaign went? She didn't give a single interview. That's normally the time when you swamp the media, especially if you're a Democrat. They're going to give you great coverage. And Tim Walz didn't do an interview either. Not a single one for over a month. Instead, the Harris campaign sent their lackeys at the New York Times out to write a single stunning piece in which they explained that she was flipping every view that she had held on pretty much every major issue as recently as three, four years ago when she'd run for office. And the more they talked and the more they slammed the public, the more popular Trump got to by the end of the year. After a 34-count felony conviction, he was at an all-time high in his popularity. It is a stunning comeback story. Folks, I can encapsulate the last 3.5 painful years with the headline of just one article from Fox Business. Headline, high inflation is costing Americans an extra $1,069 a month compared to 3 years ago. It's from April 2024. $1,069 a month extra. That's not the opinion of some conservative. It's the opinion of Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi, a staple on CNN Business and CNBC. And you don't get anything extra for that money. No, that's what you have to share. Shell out to pay the price for the inflation that Biden and Harris caused. Against that backdrop, even a 34-count convicted felon looked, well, like the sane one. He sounded sane, too. In fact, he was the only one who seemed to give a damn. Contrast that with a woman who really did seem to think she was royalty. I mean, folks, and I warned you about this. I said, listen, if she won't talk to you now and she'll only do just a few scripted little interviews and she has no well thought out plans of any kind for combating the inflation she caused, you elect her. She will not give a damn about you again for 3.5 years till she runs. She's just not going to care. She will literally be like an oligarch, like a form of royalty. And folks, we're already seeing this overnight. Did you see her crowd at her campaign party booed? She disappeared when it became clear she was losing. They sent some spokes hack out to break it to the crowd that she wouldn't be speaking to them that night. They'd waited for her and that she'd probably be speaking sometime the next day. And then she simply flounced off into the ether, just like royalty does. It's exactly what her presidency would have been. Because they'd have had nothing but contempt. And honestly, you can't blame them for the American people if, after treating them like they've treated us, especially economically, we actually returned these people to office. And listen to this, folks. Listen to the norms these people violate. It really shows you they think still today, after this stunning loss, that they are, in fact, something like royalty, or they're entitled to be treated as such. Here's Bill Malusian with Fox News.
The Trump campaign tells Fox News they're still waiting for a phone call from VP Kamala Harris or anybody on her team. They say it's essentially been radio silence so far. They also say they feel Trump has encountered more adversity than any other candidate out there. Take a listen.
They tried to imprison him. They forced him to take a mugshot. They tried to remove his name off of the ballot. They forced him to sit in a dirty courthouse for 6 weeks. Two people tried to kill him, for goodness sake.
The way they treated voters was nothing less than stunning. But the way voters treated them was equally so. Take a look, for instance, at the youth vote. Or those under the age of 30. Democrats usually win that in a landslide. Joe Biden did. 63% of the under 30s he got. What did she get? Just 52%. Again, Joe Biden got 63%. Trump picked up 46%. That's an amazing growth over what he did before. Back in 2020, when he got just 36% of under 30s. I mean, these are incredible tilts. Take a look at Latino men. They broke for Trump by a 10-point margin. That's a major reversal from 4 years ago, according to NBC News' exit polling. In 2020, Latino men backed Joe Biden over Trump by a, get this, 23-point margin. Again, Trump won Latino men by a 10-point margin. Fuck, that is a 33-point swing. Let's look at it another way. Joe Biden, we're told, got 81 million votes back in 2020 to defeat Donald Trump. What did she get? They're still counting, but it's going to end up pretty close to this. Just 66 million. Wait, he got 81 million, we're told? Yeah. And she's sitting at 66. It's going to be pretty close to that when they're done. Now, Trump's overall total was down a little bit, too. He got 74 million back in 2020. And he won this time with what's going to be around 71, top 72 million. So he did fall off a little. Less people voted in this election. But still, that is a stunning 15 million vote drop for Kamala Harris. I mean, seriously, 66 million votes for her? Barack Obama got just a hair shy of 70 million back in 2008. Yeah, I know. Which goes to show, by the way, also that the country isn't racist. It was her, her attitude, and the attitude of the party. A party that did things so shocking and routinely that 10 years ago would have been considered an awful gaffe that would have been condemned. They would have had to condemn it, the rest of the party. Think about this, folks. The Catholic vote has swung back and forth between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And yet, when a young person in the crowd yells, "Jesus is Lord," and that's it. That's all he yelled. "Jesus is Lord." At her rally 2 weeks ago, what does she do? Mocks him, laughs at him, and has him thrown out. Again, it's not Secret Service or police taking him out. He hasn't done anything wrong. It's her people. And she mocks him as he goes out the door. Her supporters jeer him and his friend, too. He was also there as well. And Catholics, a coveted demo that has voted both for and against Trump, you'd think that she'd apologize, but she didn't. The bishops ended up condemning her. Groups of Catholics ended up paying the rosary.
"Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally." "No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street."
Well, folks, Hispanic men tend to be deeply religious. My church is loaded with them. You can't mock Jesus and people who love them and kick them out and jeer at them in a clip that goes viral on X and think Hispanic men are going to vote for you. I mean, that's the kind of thing that brings about a 33-point swing in just 4 years. I mean, and by the way, Donald Trump won the Catholic vote by 4 points, 54%. Folks, the Democrats are at the point where they're seething, frothing rage and hatred that Rush used to speak of so much. It is so over the top, they can't contain it, even when it hurts them, even when it shaves entire points off their electoral totals. They can't stop it. They're telling us, they're showing us who they are, and they don't even want to. Golly, I hope it continues. Finally, one last note about the incredible inversion in this election. Used to be the Democrat Party was the party of the working man, the party of unions, the party of the little guy. And the Republican Party was the party of the banks, the shiny shoes, the upper class. That has absolutely inverted in a stunning way. Take a listen to this. Under $50,000 a year in income, Trump won that category, 49% to 48%. Those making $50,000 to $100,000 a year, so the heart of the middle class, Trump won that category too. 52% for Trump, 46% for her. And who did Kamala Harris win? Those making over $100,000, 53% for her, 45% for him. In other words, those who can afford the way that Kamala and Joe won the printing press and the inflation that results.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Comets' Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than 2 decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.